Victoria's Labor government may have won a resounding victory in the weekend's election, but it will possibly have to deal with a number of so-called micro-parties to get legislation through the state's upper house. It could take up to a week before the final makeup of the Legislative Council is confirmed, but on the current count, Darren Hinch's Justice Party has gained as many as 4 seats, and it could be one of several micro-parties holding the balance of power. Jess Davis reports.
You guys all ready to go?
The Premier, Daniel Andrews, approaches the press pack for the first time following his stunning re-election, ready to get to work on his next term. During the campaign, he focused heavily on family violence and mental health and says he now has the mandate to make meaningful change.
Family violence has been a priority for us and a priority for Victorians. That is the number one law and order issue in our nation. We will lead our nation with the first Royal Commission into mental health.
The Andrews government will have at least 55 seats in the 88-seat lower house, unexpectedly winning seats off the Liberal opposition, with an overall swing of 5%. That swing has raised questions about the possible implications for the Liberal Party at next year's federal election. Paul Strangio, Associate Professor in Politics at Monash University, says Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to readdress the strategy of shoring up the Conservative ground in Queensland.
Is there any way replicated here, then the Liberals could lose significant ground here, and that would, of course, be enough to lose them federal power.
Labor's Victorian agenda could be hampered by a difficult crossbench, with micro-parties set to hold the balance of power in the upper house. Labor looks set to win 19 of the 40 seats, up from 14. The Liberal Party has lost 5 seats, down to 9, and the Greens will go from 5 seats to just 1. Micro-parties look set to pick up 10 seats, but Paul Strangio says it could be a week before the final result is known.
The number of those seats that are currently being allocated to the micros, they're from the 5th place, and that last place tends to often bounce around in the count.
The below-the-line vote jumped from 5 to 10% after a campaign aimed at thwarting the micro-parties.
The fact that we're likely to have micro-parties elected on 1 to 1.5% suggests that ultimately it certainly wasn't enough of an encouragement to stop the harvesting.
Darren Hinch's Justice Party could pick up as many as 4 seats. Darren Hinch, who sits on the federal crossbench, says their first priority is to push for a public register of sex offenders. He says he's happy to work with the Andrews government, but
if I don't like you, I won't do it. If I think we can't stomach something, I won't compromise the extent that I sell myself out or sell my party out.
Another micro-party that could win 2 seats is the little-known Transport Matters Party. They want the taxi industry protected. Leader Rod Barton says he supports Labor's policy to build a $50 billion rail loop.
And just because we're a minor party doesn't mean we're a bunch of fruitless.
The leader of the Transport Matters Party, Rod Barton, ending Jess Davis's report there.